Well, welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network as we're joined by Oklahoma State Veterinarian Dr. Rod Hall. And as we're learning, there has been a confirmed case of equine herpes virus in the state, and that he has closed down the Oklahoma State University Veterinary Teaching Hospital. And Dr. Hall, first off, what can you tell us about this horse that has been confirmed to have EHV1?
Well, I mean, that's maybe something that you should actually talk to the veterinarian there at the teaching hospital, because I'm not directly involved in that case or in the care of that case, but I know just from talking to them that the horse had been ill for about 2 weeks, I believe, at a private veterinarian clinic, prior to being referred to the equine clinic at Oklahoma State, and it was there for a week before, and it was being treated for a condition completely unrelated to equine herpes virus. And then after about a week at the OSU clinic, it started showing some neurologic signs. And of course, at that time, it was tested for EHV and found to be positive at that time. And I understand that it is recovering from the initial illness that it had, but and is up and is eating and everything, but it's still definitely showing some neurologic signs from what I've been told. As I say, I haven't actually been there and seen it. But.
With this horse coming down with equine herpes virus, is that kind of the normal run that it takes some time before it really starts to show those neurological signs?
No, not necessarily. It can happen very acutely. I mean, we think that the initial illness that the horse had, probably, it's not like it was incubating this virus the whole time, we don't believe. Equine herpes virus, is, as you probably know, is a herpes virus, so it's similar to the cold sores that people get. It's similar to the virus that causes shingles in people. And as you know, those viruses can be in a person, and once a person has them, the virus is always present, and at certain times that we really don't know what triggers it, but often it's some kind of a stressful event that will trigger, and then that virus, what we call recrudesces or comes back out and causes the issue. So that's why people with cold sores, they tend to have them crop up every once in a while. People that have shingles, occasionally in periods of stress or whatever, the shingles will come back and cause problems for the people. And that's the way this virus is. Equine herpes virus is very common, and probably the majority of the horses have been exposed to it, but their immune system fights it off, but the virus just sits back in their system somewhere, and then at certain times it comes back out. And most of the time, it may not even be symptomatic. Usually, if it does cause symptoms, it causes just mild respiratory signs. But every once in a great while, it can cause the neurologic signs, like this horse showed. And even just a regular old herpes viruses, equine herpes viruses, can do that. There is a kind of a mutant strain that has been noticed and studied for the last several years that tends to have a higher incidence of causing neurologic signs when it does infect a horse. And so what we think happened here, and we really don't know for sure, there's no way that anyone can be absolutely certain, but we think the initial illness that this horse had caused some problems with its immune system, and then allowed this herpes virus to come out and all of a sudden have the effects that it has. We sure don't think that the horse was ill with herpes virus the whole time. We think it was just a sudden thing in response to the other illness and the stress on the horse's immune system.
From a state standpoint, is that the only confirmed case statewide right now?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. And actually, that's the first case that we've had confirmed of the mutant strain, or what we call neuropathogenic strain. We do occasionally get reports of horses that are showing some neurologic signs, and we've had those come up as equine herpes virus, but they've always been just the typical field strain that we normally see. This is the first case that we've had that we've actually diagnosed the neuropathogenic strain of EHV1.
Is that a more severe strain than the field strain?
Yes, we believe it is. I mean, it's certainly a higher percentage of those horses develop the neurologic signs than the horses that come down with the field strain.
With having this case, does that change anything in terms of horses from Oklahoma leaving the state or other horses coming in and things like that?
No. At least in my mind, it doesn't. It does not affect horses coming into the state at all. The veterinarian that was caring for this horse before it went to the veterinary school only had a couple other horses on the place, and those have been isolated, and they're being monitored. They've been tested, and so far they are negative. The veterinary school has done an excellent job of, as soon as that horse showed symptoms, they isolated it. They made sure that no other horses came into the clinic. They've completely stopped doing even any outpatient work. So I think there's five horses that were in the same group of stalls. They weren't stalled very closely to this horse because he was actually under some biocontainment due to the initial illness that he had. But the other five horses, those are separated from any others, and they're being monitored and tested also. And once again, no virus has shown up to be present. Actually, we're tested again today, so we're hoping that they will be negative also. I mean, we believe they will be. So there's no reason for us to not let horses come into the state. And there's no reason for any other state to not accept horses from Oklahoma, because the horses that potentially are exposed are in confinement and aren't able to move.
At this point, what advice are you telling horse owners right now?
Well, just the same advice that we always give. There's no research that tells us beyond a doubt that properly vaccinating horses will prevent this form of the disease, because, as I say, many horses already have the virus in their system. But we do believe that there is some research that indicates that horses that are properly vaccinated are less apt to get the disease and to get this form of the disease. So just a good vaccination program against not only EHV, but all of the equine diseases, you know, we believe is a good thing. And just good husbandry. You know, make sure the horses are well fed, properly cared for. Make sure they're dewormed, as indicated. I always advise horse owners to, you know, get to know your veterinarian. You know, even if your horse isn't sick or doesn't need anything, develop a relationship with a veterinarian so you have someone that you can call if all of a sudden your horse starts acting not quite right. Have someone you know that you can talk to and who can help you determine if we do need to go somewhere, if we do need to get an expert opinion or something. So, I wouldn't recommend anything different because of this case than I would to any other horse owner at any time, at any place.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time, as we've been joined by Oklahoma State veterinarian Dr. Rod Hall. Again, I'm reviewing, as I said, there is a horse that has been diagnosed with equine herpes virus in the state. As we bring you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.